Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 121 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about recent headlines.
UFC weigh-ins seem to be right out of gay porn film. They do.
They do?
Thanks for the tip. I mean, you got two guys that are not wearing anything, that are all tatted up and practically naked.
Trying to be intimidating, mm-hmm. But not succeeding.
Not at all. So it's kind of funny. Have you seen something with them on it or something? Or?
Yeah, the one that I saw, they were both trying to be very intimidating, and one of them kissed the other one, and the other one just went crazy, incensed.
Of course. Yeah. They're rather hysterical, I think. So, because they're not, I mean, they're not intimidating. I think it's all dog and pony show.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets people talking pretty much.
And I do remember one weigh-in where the guy was so close on his weight, he had to take off his underwear too.
Hmm.
So he had to be weighed naked.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
And it doesn't seem very intimidating either.
No, not when you're there bone naked. Yeah. Well, they beat each other up for a living, so.
Hmm. Well, this was the number one headline on Outsports this week.
Oh, really? That's too funny.
I guess they're trying to get the clicks.
Yeah.
Denver's only lesbian bar is closing.
First off, I can't believe it's the only lesbian bar in Denver.
At one time, there were 20 of them. Okay. Just lesbian bars.
Okay. That's what I was going to say, with all the hiking and lesbian events that go on in Colorado.
As small as our town is, we had 8 at one time.
8 lesbian bars?
No, gay bars.
Okay.
One of them was a lesbian bar.
Hmm.
But lesbian bars have a hard enough time as it is without COVID and Tinder and everything, simply because lesbians don't have as much money to spend.
Why
you know the old joke, if you're going on a canoe trip, take a lesbian because lesbians never tip.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never heard that, but that is a horrible thing to say.
It's true. Lesbians are very...
Frugal?
Frugal, yeah, that's a good word. And it's mainly because they're women. Women only get paid 80% of what men do.
Okay.
So they just don't have the disposable income to tip as well as gay men.
Okay.
Where you have two incomes and no children, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So lesbian bars have always had a tough time, and now it's even worse.
Hmm. Well, I don't think there's that many gay bars in general around anymore.
Probably not. Here in this town, there's, what, 3?
Maybe, yeah. We can get Jay's Ring.
Haven't been to either one of them.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to Jay's. They're still around. Hmm. But, yeah, there's not many. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with social media apps, like Grindr and Tinder, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. People don't need a safe place to go hook up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, back in our day, I mean, that was the only place really to go meet people, mm-hmm. other gay people, so... That's interesting, though.
So. When I ran the gay information line, the number one question that we got 80% of the time was, where are the gay bars?
Hmm. Did you always tell them where they were at? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was one that specifically said they didn't want any referrals from us.
Really?
You can probably guess which one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just never gave out referrals to that one.
37 women in this year's WNBA are queer.
I don't know why that's a headline.
Neither do I.
I think it was in Outsports.
Hmm.
There have actually been more.
All right, but yeah.
In 2016, I think there were like 48 queer women in WNBA. But the WNBA itself is getting a lot more publicity than it's ever gotten before.
Oh, yeah, a lot more. not really. I really don't have any. This is WNBA. I really.
We talked about this the other day. Remember, I said that there was a show about the women of the WNBA, and I said, would they have ever even gotten their start if it wasn't for Title IX?
No, you're right. You're right. They wouldn't have. I mean,
Title IX is where any college has a sports program has to give the same amount to the men as well as the men.
Yeah.
And since there's fewer women sports athletes, they usually get treated a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, limousines and instead of buses and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's my sister got to enjoy that when she was going to college back east. She was a benefactor of Title IX because she was on the rowing team, and the women's rowing team got to stay in, like, really nice hotels, kept coach buses, stuff like that. Whereas the men's team basically camped wherever they went. So.
But there were probably 9 times as many men than women in their sports programs.
Probably.
Yeah.
So.
J.D. Vance went from thinking he was gay and changing his name twice to being a homophobe.
Yeah, I never heard about him changing his name. I did hear about a little bit about that. Him changing his name twice. What's that about? Why did he do that?
I think he thought James sounded too gay.
He's just weird.
That's a pretty good synopsis of him.
Yeah, he's a very strange character. So,
and he gives off gay vibes. I mean, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He sets off the gaydar every time.
Yeah,
it's probably all the makeup and mascara he wears.
Probably. Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters wants $3.3 million to put Trump Bibles in classrooms.
This needs a little backstory, I guess. I think Oklahoma has always had some penis envy of Texas.
Okay.
They want to out-Texas Texas all the time.
Okay.
So they want to be more homophobic than Texas.
Okay.
And so they're... legislature passed a law saying that all Oklahoma schools have to have a Bible in them. And to twist the knife even further, they really wanted Donald Trump Bibles.
Really?
They wanted money to go to Donald Trump. They couldn't specify we want Donald Trump Bibles. So they said we want Bibles that have the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. There is only one company that basically sells Bibles that have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in them, and that's Donald Trump's Bibles.
Really?
So they managed to finagle their way into requiring these Bibles in every school, and it takes $3.3 million to do.
That's such garbage.
Would go to Trump.
Wow.
They had to be specific because think of how many times you've seen free Bibles. I mean, people are constantly giving away free Bibles, and somebody would have said to Oklahoma, okay, we'll give you these free Bibles, but know that wasn't good enough for them. They wanted the money to go to Trump.
Are you surprised anymore?
There shouldn't be a Trump Bible in the first place.
No, there shouldn't be, but...
Trump should have given up all of his... businesses or turn them over to his son or something before becoming president. He's the first president to retain his emoluments while he was in office. And all of, like, Jimmy Carter had a huge peanut business and he gave it up to be president because he didn't even want the appearance of favoring his business in any way.
Well, this is, you're talking about Trump though. He didn't care about anybody but himself. It's sheer.
And I don't think that this law that they have to have Bibles in the schools is going to pass constitutional review.
It shouldn't.
But they're going to have to buy them. They're going to have to put them in there. Somebody's going to have to complain. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to go to a court and then up to a regional court and then probably to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes years to get these things settled.
Yeah, and therefore the money's already spent and it's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. Instead of, you know, feeding the kids or keeping, you know, warm clothes on their back or you know, keeping
them Kansas, Oklahoma has refused to have state-supported Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government will fully fund it. All they have to do is say, we want that, and they will not do it.
Another screwed-up state in this country.
Thankfully, there's lots of reservations in Oklahoma, and so, you know, federal law prevails in those places.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Pennsylvania schools were forced to provide gender-inclusive bathrooms, so they put windows in them. Really?
May you live in interesting times.
Yes.
Federal law says that schools either have to allow kids to go to the bathroom of their gender. They would not allow that. Well, the federal law says, if you want an exemption to that, you can provide a gender-neutral bathroom that anybody can go into, which is probably the one that the transgender kids would feel most comfortable going in.
Mm-hmm.
They did not like that, so they put windows in them.
Wow.
Anybody walking by can look in.
And see who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
The death of common sense.
Sense isn't so common.
Not very much anymore.
The last I had heard was they were anticipating a lawsuit over this, and they boarded up the window.
Okay, well, good. That's, you know what I mean. I mean, when you're younger, going to the bathroom, public bathroom can be traumatic, too. I think, when you're younger.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, some people aren't as comfortable.
Hmm. So, it's a bodily function.
But some people don't view it that way. Everyone's not like you.
Hmm.
So,
I remember when you were in the hospital and you needed to go to the bathroom, and I said, well, call the nurse and tell her you want to defecate. And you said, I would never say that.
No, I wouldn't.
And that's the proper medical term.
Yeah, take a dump instead. See, look what you make me do.
Conservatives push the lie that Pete Buttigieg is HIV positive.
Come on now. Let's just take any shot we want to. I mean, and what's the matter
like,
if he is?
Like J.D. Vance says, I don't care if it's a lie or not. If it gets me publicity.
Yeah. But, it really matters anymore nowadays.
That's what everyone said. Who cares if he is?
Yeah. I don't think he is.
What's his name? His husband?
Chastain?
Chastain,
yeah.
He made a comment on that, basically said, no, he's not, but it doesn't matter. And he said, basically, you're not going to win the hearts and minds of people by throwing out like this.
Mm. That's just ridiculous. It's just low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
And it came from a really, really bad website that publishes the weirdest stuff.
Really?
And in fact, their website says this is a parody website, and if you believed us, you owe us $8.
Hmm. Is it The Onion?
No.
Okay. That is terrible, though.
And it just goes to show, people will pass along anything without checking.
Yeah.
And I guess if they had gone to that webpage, you know, if they clicked through and seen it, and it says that, well, it doesn't mean it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's not much research.
No. Neo-Nazis try and fail to crash Pride Festival in Grove City, Ohio.
You heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had a Pride Festival in Grove City. I think it may have been their second one. They may have had one last year. But the Nazis decided to crash it and try to intimidate everyone. They showed up with black masks on, black sunglasses, and wore their weapons in holsters visibly, thinking that would intimidate people.
Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
It didn't work because obviously everyone knew they were too embarrassed to show themselves.
Mm-hmm. They were That's funny.
Completely covered up.
Yeah.
The police said that they told them that they had to remain on the sidewalk and not in the
parade route.
Yeah. And they did. And the police checked every one of their weapons and found out they were all legally licensed and everything.
Okay.
But nobody was intimidated.
Good, good. That's good news. Good for the people of Grove City, Ohio. Props to them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right-wing hypocrite Corey DeAngelis admits to doing gay porn.
Isn't it normally the people you yell the loudest?
Yes, always.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always, always. The preachers that scream perversion are the worst perverts.
Yeah, the ones that do the most, commit the most crimes when it comes to that stuff. You're right. It's just, God. It never fails, does it, with these people?
Mm. I've never seen any of his porn. I've seen pictures of him, and I don't think I would go searching at his porn.
No.
And it wasn't just gay for pay. I mean, there was one video where he was masturbating, like, with 20 other guys.
Really? Okay, lesbian firefighter awarded $1.3 million from Kansas City after 21 years of harassment.
Wow. And you never heard of this either, nope. Did you?
I'm terrible gay, you know that.
I think she's 61, close to retirement. Mm-hmm. It had enough.
Finally?
Yeah.
Finally?
21 years of harassment.
Wow.
Not only because they didn't like having a female firefighter, she was also a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
One of them actually urinated on her property. He opened up her locker, I think, and urinated in her locker.
Really?
Destroyed her clothes, her medic books, like a CD player she had. It just ruined a bunch of stuff. And did not realize they can do genetic DNA testing of urine. And so they figured out exactly who it was.
Good. Good. Screw him, idiot. What a scumbag. I'm glad she's getting paid $1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
She probably deserves more than that.
Her comments was, okay, you know, I got this settlement money, but nobody paid any price for it. Nobody got censured, fired, or nothing.
Wow. So they're just going to keep it up.
Yeah, as long as, like, it's... they have the money, I guess they will just continue to harass people.
Wow. I'd be calling the fire department every week to check on my house while I retired with my $1.3 million. Oh, I think something's on fire. Every single week, like clockwork. I'd be a petty bitch. Good news. Lady Gaga confirmed 7th studio album.
Okay. Why is this on this list?
To make things brighter, I guess. I don't know why. It's not true.
The Advocate. This is one of the headlines.
Oh, really?
This week in the Advocate. The Advocate is one of the first gay news organizations. Mm-hmm. And now they've gone to the web and they want clickbait. And I don't see why Lady Gaga having another album is gay news at all.
It's pop news. It's nothing you care about, but you're not the normal gay guy either. So, that's good news, though. She's like a gay icon.
I suppose. Didn't she, when she first started saying that she had something like 200 different songs that she has?
Oh, she writes music all the time.
She wants to eventually publish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she writes music all the time, so that's good. But, see, but you're not excited about it, so.
Nope.
All right.
So. And I didn't want to read about it in The Advocate either.
So you decided to throw it on the podcast. Okay. Well, you got a joke for us this week? Is that a Lady Gaga joke?
Name the Muppet Show with all gay characters.
No idea.
Faggle Rock.
Oh, God. I'm not even going to go down that road. Faggle Rock instead of Fraggle Rock. You're terrible.
All right. I actually didn't really think of that one. I came across that's the name of a band. They call themselves Faggle Rock.
Faggle Rock, okay. And your best joke you told about tonight was the lesbians are tipping in a canoe. So I wasn't expecting much after that one.
We hope you liked episode 121 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.